Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, bringing you the word of the Lord today, bringing you the good news of the gospel, letting you hear what the joy that the Lord has for each and every one of us. Want to give just a big mahalo to all of you that are tuning in tonight, no matter where you may be. For those of you that are in the facilities, aloha. It's Monday. It's a wonderful day to be in the presence of the Lord. And for those of you that are not imprisoned, maybe by the four walls and the wire, you may be imprisoned by the unforgiveness and bitterness around your heart today. But we're going to help set you free today in the name of Jesus. Amen, Pastor Bird?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're so blessed. We have Pastor James Bird Mahelona, the living legend from the West Side, with us today. We're so blessed. You know, when Pastor Bird comes into the studio to record, I just get all jacked up for Jesus. I just get all excited because, you know, when two or more are gathered in his name. So we're not asking Jesus to come because I know he's here already. And that's what you're going to hear tonight, my beloved, is you're going to hear the presence of the Lord. Now, it's up to you what you want to do with your lives. But we just want to thank you for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry on 99.5 FM, The Word. And we're on from Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. We have a website if you'd like to check that out or have your family members check it out. We have all of the radio broadcasts there for your listening convenience on a podcast format, be it with iTunes or on FeedBurner through Google. That website address, as you want to write it down right now, is www.freeinsideministry.org. Now, we do have a website, or we do have an email also, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And if you're into the social media and you're on the social media wave, we have a Facebook page under Free Inside Ministry. Just want to thank all of you for tuning in, you know, and you know our anchor verse is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." It's so important to have plans. You know, many times in our lives, we make some plans, you know, because you got to have a plan. You got to always have something going for you. You've got to have it structured. You got to have something organized. So a lot of times we have a plan. We make a plan, and then we say, "God, please bless our plans." That's not the way to go. You see, what happens, we didn't consult the Lord before making our plans. Instead of saying, "God, bless our plans," say, "God, plan our blessings." Amen? Amen. Amen. At this time, I want to bring in Pastor Bird once again. So blessed to have him in. You know, this guy just has a heart for the Lord. He has a heart for those that are incarcerated, because when you've been in the pit, when you've been in the clay, when you've been in the tar pits that the devil has, that has entrapped you for years, and you are released from it, you are freed from your bondage, all you want to do is go back and help all those that are still in the pit. And Pastor Bird is a living example of a servant of the Most High God. He is a warrior for the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Pastor Bird, thank you so much for being here today on this special day. Thank you for coming, Pastor.
Just doing the great works of the Lord, you know, and I thank God for this station, Free and Inside Ministries. It's helping to establish God's word and wisdom around the world. Thank you, Pastor Bulo.
Thank you, Bird. You know, so what has the Lord been moving upon you and placed upon your heart for the day today, Bird?
Well, Pastor Bullock, you know, I came from a luncheon today, and the cooks behind this beautiful restaurant that I went to, and these guys were incarcerated. When they seen Pastor Bird, they said, Pastor Bird, hey, Pastor Bird, we're here, we're working. They just, they were one of the seeds of we sowed in Halava. Amen. And, you know, I just wanted to encourage the brothers in Halava and give a shout-out to all the brothers up there.
Because, all those in Halava, amen.
Yes, Halava, Wayava, Ochiposi, the Tanda Dome. Pastor Bird going over there to Monday night, and we're going up there and just sow seeds for Jesus. So I'm just excited because all the brothers in Christ, brothers healing brothers in Amen. The prison system. It's brothers that have been incarcerated can come back and be an inspiration of God. Can anything good come out of prison? Yes, it can.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Bird, that was a divine appointment today. You know, having all of the volunteers from the Free Inside Ministry at the restaurant today to have lunch, and then to have a brother who actually came out of the system as a byproduct who said, hey, you guys used to come up a lot, but yeah. I go, yeah. He goes, I remember you guys. He goes, thank you so much for your prayers. Even requested us to pray right in the middle of the restaurant as he was working. We extended our hands. We embraced our brother Franklin, and we prayed for him right there. You know, but that's just God's living testimony to of seeds of fruit right in front of your eyes. You can't put a price on that. It's not money or gold. It's not silver. It's not diamonds. But that's the living fruit. That's the living fruit that the Lord has placed in front of us, so that we can see his confirmation of the work that we're doing. And I know that he recognized you also, Bert, because you go in the a lot of the facilities during the week, just as we do. But it's so nice when the brethren gets together. And, you know, we had Pastor Bert speak to our volunteers today, because knowing his history, knowing of where the Lord has brought him from and where he's at today, it was so powerful for them to hear what the Lord is able to do to those that are willing to live in obedience. Right, Pastor Bert?
Yes, amen, amen. You know, it was a blessing to speak encouragement and confidence into all the leaders and all the volunteers from the Assembly of God, and to be an inspiration what God did for me in the prison, that I can come out and share, not as a pastor today, Pastor Bulo, but as an inmate.
To let
the volunteers know, and especially to those of you who are listening tonight, I just want to challenge you, like the Assembly of God, all these leaders and all the volunteers, they were inspired today, because you know what? The Holy Spirit is moving. He's pouring down his spirit on this. This is a new generation, Pastor Bola.
I'm starting to see a new wine and a new bottle start to develop,
Pastor Bola.
That's right. It's not the way things used to be. You know, there's a new movement going on. There's new wine being poured, not into old wineskins, as the Bible says, but new wineskins. And the new wineskins, my beloved, let's share that so that you might have an understanding. You see, a lot of times we think that, oh, God's just going to use us as we are. There are people that never thought they would be serving in the capacity in the prison ministry, because they said, how can God use me? What can I do that would be worthwhile for the Lord? And you know what? The Lord draws them in, and he begins to change them from the inside out. And he begins to pour new knowledge, new wine, going into the new wineskin. Because you see, people forget. It's like in the book of Psalms, and it's in the book of Psalms. It's in chapter 139. I'll share that briefly. 139, verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. You see, we need to remember who created us. We need to know that. Who is our creator? I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. That's us calling out to the Lord Jesus Christ. We just want to be so gracious and so thankful for all that the Lord has delivered us with. And Pastor Bird spoke a powerful message, because you can always have a speaker that comes, and you know, there's so many great speakers in the world, but there's not enough great speakers for our Lord. Amen? Because it says in the Bible that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And so when Pastor Bird speaks, he's speaking as one who has been there, who has walked their steps, who has thought their thoughts, and the Lord redeemed him. And he knows that if he has hope for himself, there is hope for the thousands that are still incarcerated. Right, Pastor Bird?
Right. Amen. Amen. You know, I was so blessed. You know, that brother Helsum.
Robert Helsham.
Yeah, he's with the Inside Ministry with the Praise and Worship. Wow, he just went in. He just went lift me up, because, you know, in Psalms 100, verse 2, it says, we're coming into his presence with worship. So when he's singing out, you can just feel the power of the Holy Ghost just entering in that little room, that you can feel his presence. You know, my brothers incarcerated, you guys who play music, used to play music for the world, as you playing worship for Jesus, remember this, my brother, you usher in the Holy Spirit.
Usher in the Holy Spirit.
And when you're using your gift, and your gift is starting to be activated, you can see the powers and the miracle, because in his presence, doubt dies in the presence of the Lord. Addiction, you got to go in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praising Jesus up there in Halava and wherever you are, in Segura, wherever, in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. You know, I'm going to give you a short testimony on that, Pastor Bird. You know, Pastor Robert Helsham, you know, I've said it before, I've gone out on the pastoral limb, one of the most anointed and gifted praise and worship leaders in the state of Hawaii. As I sit here in front of this microphone, we've been to the battle zone and back in Saguaro, in every facility here in California. Every time my brother has strummed his guitar, and it's more of a strum against the devil, every time he's ripped a chord out, we've plundered hell to build the kingdom of God. You know, and every time he has ushered in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you how powerful praise and worship is. Now, you may think, oh, you got the two Jesus, you got the two guys jacked up for Jesus, and you got the Bird and Bula show going on. You got the real Jesus freaks going on. Well, I'm going to tell you about the power of the Holy Spirit. At a restaurant today, where we were assembled with 35 volunteers, 35 people that volunteer to serve their time in the prisons, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, we start our celebration with praise and worship. And as we were praising and worship, not in church, not at Sunday school, not at a revival, not at a care group, in the restaurant in the middle of Ala Moana Center, hallelujah,
that's right,
there was another group meeting on the other side of the wall. You know, a lot of times we have a lot of friends that are on the other side, but they want to be on our side. But I want to tell you, they were on the other side of the wall. But at that time, as God had anointed, we started singing praise and worship. Whatever they were doing, whatever they were talking about, ceased, and that group began to sing, not even seeing what was behind the wall, but they could feel the Holy Spirit inside of their heart. They began to sing praise and worship with us. They stopped what they were doing in their gathering, in their meeting, Pastor Bird, and they started singing praise and worship with us. And when we were through singing praise and worship and we were praying, there was a loud round of applause, not for what was going on their side, but for what was taking place on our side, which was the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I give testimony to that because they came up to Robert and said, "Were you the gentleman playing the guitar?" He said, "Yes, I was. Thank you very much in the name of Jesus." They said, "Thank you so much. You blessed us today." There was a wall between us. There was a barrier between us. There was separation between the two rooms. But the Lord still blessed them because the Spirit of the Lord will go where no man has gone before.
Right.
The Spirit of the Lord can go through any door that has been closed. He will open it, and the Lord will close any door that he wants to. But in this separation, at this time, the Lord was able, his Holy Spirit was able to come over the entire restaurant and the other people who were there for a meeting. And it was a wonderful meeting. I think some people were retiring from Radford High School. But at that moment, when the Holy Spirit struck them to the core of their soul, into the very makeup of their DNA of their heart, they began to sing praise and worship, not knowing who was singing, not knowing what group was next to them, not knowing who we are, but knowing that the Spirit and the presence of the Lord was in the room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, and that's what the Lord does. The Lord just uses the foolish things of the world. Now, we have such a motley crew. I think our average age goes all the way from 18, probably into the age of 72 with our volunteers. But the one thing that is the common thread that weaves the sweater, the fabric of our ministry, is their heart, is the servant's heart they have to serve the Lord of Lords, is that they know even if they feel a little sick, even if they feel a little down, they're going to show up for what they committed to do. Because you know why? Jesus showed up on the cross. Jesus didn't say he was feeling a little sick. Jesus didn't say I feel a little down. Jesus didn't say I was feeling a little upset at what somebody said about me. He still showed up at the cross to do what his destiny was, my brothers and sisters. But that was just an example of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, Pastor Bird gave such a powerful message. Pastor Bird, you know, we have so many thousands that are listening that are in the facilities. They might be up in Wayava. They might be at Halava. They might be down at OCCC, WCCC, maybe even Saguaro or even Red Rock if they're hearing this message. And you were there, Pastor Bird. And it's just like, what words of encouragement? What can they hold on to? Because it's so dark where they are. We see the face of the demon himself, Satan himself, when we go in there. There's a spirit of unrest. But when we come, the darkness has to flee because the light has come. What would you let them stay in? What would have you have them grab onto today, Pastor Bird?
Oh, there's a lot of scriptures, but you know,
amen.
One of the scriptures that stand out. What I can give you a lot of scriptures that God has used in the ministry or when I was incarcerated. One of them then was in Ephesians. Don't give the devil a hole so he can come in. The Bible says resist the devil. Mm-hmm. And he gonna flee. You see, if we're not doing what God is telling, we're not claiming the word.
Claiming
Ephesians
the word.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 says that we grieve the Holy Spirit that is in us. We cannot grieve that Holy Spirit that is in us if we tempt ourselves by the temptation of Satan of bringing doubt and fear. Because when you got the Holy Ghost and you got the word inside of you, you know what? God's gonna break every chain and every shackle in your life. In Isaiah 45, it talks about Jesus, God will go before you. He will make your crooked road straight.
Hallelujah.
If you continue reading in the Word of God. He will make all your bad habits straight. He will make all your crooked roads straight. Some of us, the ways that if we take the natural, how God makes your crooked road straight, my brother.
That's right.
Incarcerated. He does it like this. He gives you programs, AA, NA.
That's right.
He gives you anger management. He gives sex offender class. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of classes. You get GED classes. Mm-hmm. So when you take the time to develop a relationship with Jesus, you continue reading his word. He said he will make you his disciple. So I encourage you, my brothers, while you're in there, take the time and invest your time. Don't do dead time. Do some spiritual time with Jesus. Get into his
Hallelujah.
Word. Develop a relationship with you. It's not about religion. It's not about Pastor Bird. It's about Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the bottom line. And that's what we do. We lift up the name of Jesus. You know, we don't come here to discourage you. We come to encourage
right.
you.
That's
tell
right.
you that there's a hope in the future, just like in Jeremiah 29:11. But a lot of times we have the perception of the battles that we're fighting every day are of this world, and they are not of this world. That's why in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be
Hallelujah.
Able
That's
to
right.
stand against the
yes.
wiles of the devil.
That's right.
For we do not wrestle against flesh yes. and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against
yes.
the rulers
yes.
of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. See, it says that you may be able to withstand. That still means you're going to scrap. That still means you got to go to fight. That still means you're going to go to battle. You're not going to sit over there and order hotcakes with extra syrup. That means you're going to go into battle, because it says that you may be able, you have the opportunity, you have the privilege to be able to withstand. When you're withstanding something, that means something's coming at you. When you withstand something, something's trying to hurt you. And therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, you're still going to be left standing, but you're going to get some cracks. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You see, we're battling the demons. It says to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You're not going to have the word of God until you open up the Bible, the Bible,
right.
the book of correction, connection, and direction.
You can't
have your sword if you don't know where your sword's at. You can't come to Bible study and say, oh, was I supposed to bring my Bible? If you know you were going to go to a boxing class, you would bring the boxing gloves with you. If you know you're going to go to play football, you're going to take your cleats with you. If you know you're going to study the word of God, bring the sword with you so you can fight the battle. Bring your Bible. And praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You know, we got to be ready to battle. We didn't say we're going to go out to play jumping jacks. We're not going to go skip rope. We're not going to go dance with the devil. We're going to defeat the devil by the blood of Jesus. We have the victory. What you have to realize is the devil has a loser mentality. Why does the devil have a loser mentality? Because he loses every time. Now, imagine small kid time when you get pounded by the same guy who's a bully. You don't really like that person. You kind of hate that person because, you know, every time you go up against him, you're going to lose. So the devil has the same mentality. He knows he's not going to win, but he's still getting more angry. And if we are of God, because we were made in the likeness of his image, the devil hates us. The devil despises us. The devil wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy everything in our lives, from our families to our loved ones. So we need to be ready for that battle. Pastor Bird, I don't think we're mentally ready. A lot of us don't believe in the principalities of evil and dark, but it's not of this world. It's of the heavenlies when they come after us. We're just the pawns in the game of life. Don't you think so, Pastor Bird?
Yes, that's right. Pastor Bulla, you know, talking about the devil and the things that that guy that was cooking for our lunch this morning?
Brother Franklin, yes.
Brother Franklin. Praise the Lord, Brother Franklin. If you're listening, I know he listened to the
Bless
radio.
Bless you, Brother Franklin.
Yeah.
Bless you, Franklin.
Yeah,
right.
Amen. You know what he was telling me, Pastor Bulla? He said, Pastor Bird, you know, I got a job and he's struggling because he's on parole and he has a felony record. But you know what, my brother? I encourage him today.
That's right.
You know, I told him that, you know what, the Bible says in Galatians, chapter 6:9-8, and let us not be wary in well doing. So
right.
I encourage the brother that in due season, if you keep on enduring, my brothers in Christ, right, in prison or out of prison, keep on enduring because God going to reward you because you faint not. He will give you a blessing, but you have to prove himself to Jesus to continue in his word, and you got to trust him. That means you got to total surrender to God and trust in him, and he shall direct your path.
That's right.
So you cannot acknowledge everything in your own way. In Proverbs chapter 3, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. But you need to be faithful, my brothers in Christ, in the inside and the outside. In due season, you will reap the harvest. So faint not, my brothers. Continue pushing on. Continue reading your Bible, because the devil, you're a loser. And we're telling you, you're a loser. And we're going to tell you about your future. You're going to hell for a thousand years. But Lord, you haven't made the hell for us. You made us to be prosperous.
That's right.
You gave us Deuteronomy 28.
That's right.
Let us be encouraged and be blessed and do well in Jesus' name.
You know, what I think a lot of times is when we run into tough times, we think that's the end times. No, the tough times, you know, it's in the book of James. It's in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You know, it's when we get into our trials, we got to realize who's still in control of the boat. We don't move the boat. God's in control of the boat. So if we got a few trials, little pilikia, speed bumps, take it all in stride, because that's going to produce in us the patience. And when we have patience, then that's what we have in front of us. The Lord wants us to be more patient. You see, I don't think that we have a problem with having faith in God. I know many brothers that believe in God, and I think that's great. They have faith. I think the challenge we have, like I said before, Pastor Bert, we have a challenge. We don't have the same level of faith in God's timing. You see, because to God, time means nothing, but timing means everything.
That's right.
Just like when he raised Lazarus, he didn't go jump out there and go heal Lazarus, because he said, greater is the glory that I am here now than if he had come when he was only sick. But you see, when I tell a lot of our brothers, I said, how many of you believe in Jesus? Hey, they all raised their hands. I said, that's great. I'm going to share James chapter 2, verse 19. It says, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Yes, even the demons believe tremble. Yeah. And the reason even the demons tremble is they know the end of the story. They know the end of the book. Loser, L on my head, but I'm going to get pounded. I'm a loser, but I'm trembling because I know I'm going to get pounded. You know, I don't know how more we can make it more obvious to our brothers and sisters. The devil is a loser. If you ever put a mongoose in a corner, it's going to snap and bite everything it can in front of you. You put the devil in a corner, he's going to snap and bite at everything in your life, everything that's been good, done good, or will be done good for you. The devil's going to irritate you. The devil's going to talk in your mind. The devil's going to have people come up to you and speak lies into your life. You know what? Stand on the truth. And the truth that I stand on is the word of God. That is the truth. I believe in all my brethren and all my pastors, but I stand on the word of God, because that's the promises that he made, not only to me, but to anyone and everyone that's out there tonight.
Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Bula, you know, there's so much going on in the prison. And I'm seeing, like we're seeing today, we've seen a brother cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to see the fruits of the ministry.
The fruits.
You know, so I just like to encourage the brothers in Halawa and around the world and all the prisons in Honolulu, Hawaii, even in Kauai, Maui, wherever.
That's right, wherever you at.
Wherever you at, to be encouraged and to be blessed, because we're all struggling. We're all running our own race.
That's right.
But we've got to run with endurance. We can't give up. We've got to continue. Go to Bible studies. If there's gym chapel, if there's a chapel tonight, go to the Bible studies and be encouraged and be blessed as we get together and bring God's glory in the ministry. Because I'm seeing a lot of guys coming out of prison as a testimony of what God is doing in the prison. Because when I see, if I'm reading the word correctly,
amen,
that God's going to get the glory, because God is making disciples inside
amen prison. Inside the prison.
Yes.
You know, we give God the glory and he's going to give us the joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Bird, you're talking about running a race, and the vision that the Lord just put upon me is when you see the Olympics. Okay, now these are highly trained athletes, trained for many, many years, hours upon hours, days upon days, weeks upon weeks, months upon months of training. You look at a world-class Olympic sprinter. When they line up in the blocks, when they get ready to go, the one thing they focus on, they don't look down at the ground. They don't look left or right who's running against them. They look at the finish line. Mm. Nothing comes between them and the finish line. They're not looking at the fans in the crowd. They're not looking at the media taking their picture. They're not looking at the other competitors or the referee. They are focused on the finish line. Nothing comes between them and the finish line. I think if we could live our lives just like that, finishing and how, focusing on how to finish the race for our Lord Jesus Christ, and not to worry about the Apollo, not to worry about the naysayers, not to worry about the non-believers, to focus on how we're going to finish this race with excellence, I think we'd be making even greater inroads.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Pastor Willie. You know, when you're speaking about that, and you know, we got to stay focused. Peter walked out of the boat. You know, he trusted in Jesus.
Yep.
When the waves and the storms of life started to come against
when the bills was piling up, when the attorney never called him, he wasn't focused on that. He focused on Jesus' eyes.
That's right.
He did the impossible. A lot of us, I think, Pastor Bird, we try to do the impossible and it doesn't work out. And we go, see, God, it didn't work out. Well, the Lord didn't call you to do that. Earlier I said we make plans and then we say, God bless our plans. No. We got to reverse that and we got to go, Lord, plan my blessings. How can I walk in your light? Plan my blessings, Lord. Mm. Whole different focus there. But Peter was wonderful because he did the impossible because the Lord called him. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus, that's when he fell. Mm-hmm. But the Lord didn't ridicule him. The Lord didn't embarrass him. He reached out immediately. And a lot of people think that's where the story ended because they said the storms ended. No, Peter took him back into his boat. And when Jesus gets in your boat, maybe that's when your storms will disappear. You got to look who's in your boat. It's all right to call out to Jesus for help, but don't leave him out in the ocean. Put him in your boat so he'll make a difference in your life.
That's right. You know what? When you stay focused, see, the word says we got to walk by faith and not by sight. You see,
faith.
If Peter's faith was upon the water, that faith is knowing that we can walk towards Jesus in faith. And when we start to lose sight, this is the simple thing, that when we start to, why are we losing sight? Because we're not reading our word.
Mm-hmm.
We start to, the devil comes like a thief. Oh, no need prayer today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no need to be thankful for your food.
We got to
be thankful for all things.
Everything.
And I'm thankful for this radio station. I'm thankful for Pastor Bullo and his wife and his daughter. He's here. That's, you know, she's a next generation.
Amen, right? Amen.
We're the parents. She's not out there with her friends. She's over here.
That's right.
And
hallelujah.
She's loving on her mom and loving on her dad.
Amen.
And, you know, she's an inspiration for me because, you know, my grandkids also and my children, they're starting to come into the house of
hallelujah.
The Lord now. And I know that the brothers are incarcerated. You know, you cannot do nothing right now, but no. I know that if you get on your knees and you're sincere to Jesus,
that's right.
You ask the Holy Ghost, help me
mm-hmm.
in a time of trouble. Help me for my children, because there's one thing we cannot do. We cannot do nothing inside, but we can do something about going to
Amen.
Jesus and asking the Lord to help them and to bless them.
Hallelujah. We want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, it's always wonderful when the brethren get together. And, you know, having Pastor Bird here is such an inspiration to me because he's been in the battle zone. He goes in a thunderdrome all the time to save souls for the Lord of Lords. But you know what? I lift my brother, Pastor Bird, up. Bless his family, Lord. Bless his Ohana. Bless his ministries. And, Lord, together we're going to continue this battle you've placed us in because we know who has the victory. His name is Jesus Christ.
Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.